Welcome to From Crisis to Stability, a podcast brought to you by 100 Families Initiative and United Against Poverty. I'm your host, Dr. Eleanor Kwe, physician, founder of United Against Poverty, and coordinator of the 100 Families Initiative in Ingham County. Every day we meet families who are facing challenges that go far beyond what most people can see. Housing instability, unemployment, trauma, mental health struggles, transportation barriers, and financial hardship are often deeply connected. The good news is that when a community comes together, families don't just survive, they can thrive. On this podcast, we share stories of hope, resilience, collaboration, and transformation. We believe that every family deserves the opportunity to move from crisis to stability, and that no single organization can do it alone. It takes an alliance. Today, I'm excited to welcome one of our family advocates, Judy. Family advocates are the heart of our work. They work alongside families, helping them navigate obstacles, connect with resources, celebrate victories, and never give up when the journey becomes difficult. So today we are going to explore an important question. What does stability really mean? It is simply having a home or a job? Or is it something much deeper? Judy will share her perspective, her experience working with families, and a powerful story that reminds us why this work matters. Judy, thank you for joining us today. Let's begin by having you introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Judy Russ, and my background is varied, but I've been very involved in a ministry at my church called Side by Side Ministry, where we help people who've been struggling in our church. And I've also worked with children in the housing projects. I've done a variety of things, but came to 100 Families right from the beginning. I knew it was a good fit for me. I'm retired, and this was a way that I could give back to the community.
Yes, you and I have done so much. I remember those days when we used to go in the housing project and serving the children and the families, and it was so much fun. Now, we are working together. You are coming alongside of me with this new assignment, the 100 Families Initiative. And we have talked about stability, and actually this month is about stability. So Judy, when you hear the word stability, what comes to your mind?
Stability means different things to different people. That's what I've learned in this process. For me, stability is to have a home that's safe and secure without being in danger of losing it, having a job you can go to with enough income to support you and your family, and to be connected to others so that when you do run into trouble, you can cope and manage with those things yourself.
You know, I am in agreement with you, Judy, and I also see stability as having a safe place, a job, and a support system. And we have served more than 100 families. And my question for you is, how are we able to help them move from crisis to stability? Because this is the mission of 100 Families Initiative, helping families who are in crisis and seeing them until they are stable.
You're right. Stability is so much more than just job and home. What I have found with 100 families is that it takes some special ingredients, and I like to call them the three H's. First is to hear what they're telling you. We go through a complete assessment, and they have told the story to several other people, but we really have to hear. You've gone through this before, so what you've done, why hasn't that worked? Why hasn't it helped? And then we try to get creative, and that's where we go to the next H, and that is help. We look for help. What do we already have in our network of people in this community that can help us? And often we turn to nonprofits and government organizations, but we often overlook the church. And so we add that as a major entity or organization or ingredient to our help list is to engage the church, because they come from a perspective of almost a command for them to reach out to help those who are struggling and are in crisis. And so that second one, that second H is to help. So we want to hear them, we want to help them, and then the last is to give them hope. That means we tell them we don't have anything more than anybody else in terms of giving you hope, but there is somebody higher that knows you and knows your circumstances, and we can point you to that person. We're going to give you hope, not just through our belief in God, as it may be, but also through other success stories of families we've helped, and to encourage them through that.
This is so, so on time. Hear, help, and hope. And this is exactly what we have been doing. And I'm excited to let you know that out of the 153 families that we have served in crisis, we have been able to give help, hope, and heard them, and 43 of them have moved from crisis to stability. This is about one out of three families. Now, Judy, I have a question for you, and you have served a dozen of them, part of 100 Families Initiative and your church. Can you tell us about a family whose journey to stability has stayed with you without sharing identifying details?
I can think of one family in particular. Was a woman with an 18-month-old son who was working and wasn't about to lose her home, but she had been forced to move in with her family because her husband had been accused of child abuse with their young son. So there was a lot of legal involvement and a lot of just support that needed to be given to both her and how to support her son emotionally, how to navigate the legal system, how to decide, should I stay married or shouldn't I? Who do I believe? Who don't I believe? Through that whole process, it took at least a good 9 months. She was able to reconcile with her husband. All the charges were dropped. She was able to get her own apartment, and her husband was beginning to rebuild their marriage without living in the apartment. And I just recently found out, just in doing some follow-up, that he has now moved back in And they have really reached a place in their marriage where they're still working on mending external or extended family relationships. But as far as them being totally apart, where it seemed there was no hope, everyone was encouraging her to divorce him, but there was no evidence to collaborate what he had been accused of. So,
wow, Judy, this is a great story of hope and restoration. And I'm really grateful for what you play, the role that you play, making sure that this family was able to get help and get hope. And this is the heart of 100 Families Initiative, getting the family advocate involved, being able to build trust and a relationship. And my question for you is, what does a family advocate actually do that is differently than simply referring someone to services?
I have a case management background in my previous professional life. I did case management. And because of the funding, you have so many people on your caseload, you can't possibly give each person the attention that they need. And so I really feel for case managers because there is so much they have to do and they don't get to see the results. But because I can focus on a few families at a time, I can look out on the horizon and see what's out there to help them. And the key is, and I think what makes us different, is that we are kind of like conductors of our own orchestra. We're trying to get all the players on this team moving at the same pace and the same rhythm, working together to create this beautiful in sync kind of movement so that this family feels like I don't have to keep telling the story over and over again. We're all on the same platform. The more people we can get on the platform, the better it is because we can make referrals right from there. It causes a connection of resources and we aren't duplicating what the other person is doing or not doing. So we're giving, instead of just throwing tools into a toolbox, we are selecting the tools that we want to take out of our toolbox and customize them for whatever task is ahead of us.
Judy, I like when you say platform because yes, we are using the Hope Hub platform, and on the Hope Hub platform, we have 60 organizations who are willing to work together to see those families move from crisis to stability. And that's what we call collective impact. But then I just have this question for you. If someone is listening and they want to help a family in crisis, what would you tell them?
Well, the first thing I would say is to set aside any preconceived notions of how that person got into the position that they're in. Put your judgments aside. Make sure that they have a family advocate. If they don't, you can refer them to 100 Families and they'll be assigned a family advocate. There is no cost involved. And the other thing I would say is to stay connected with that person, with that family. Provide whatever kind of help or resources they might need. If they are in need of a driver's license and there are no places that I know of that funds somebody to take instruction to receive their driver's license through the state of Michigan, you could help support them in that because there are no other existing resources. Especially if you are connected with a church, I would really encourage you to get the family involved in your church. That might mean helping to pick them up on a Sunday or Saturday night or whenever your church meets and take them, because transportation is a major issue. But that really, the more you can support a person in getting their day-to-day needs met, the better off that will take one more thing off of their plate. In my church, we all rally around a family when they are in a crisis. We come together as a church family. But many of the people that 100 families work with are not connected to a church and never have been. But many are interested. So I would really, really recommend getting the church involved. This is the one resource that the other platforms that are operating out there have not fully tapped into. And to me, it's a resource that is not only available, but I think there are a lot of people that would be willing on an individual level to get involved with somebody who's hurting.
I started this work from being a physician and taking care of those in our community who were in crisis, and I was serving them and mostly taking care of the mental health, and some of them were struggling with drug addiction. And with this work, I have been myself a family advocate. So I've served many of these families who are in crisis, helping them move to stability. But Judy, I just want to know from your perspective, what has being a family advocate taught you about people?
Well, I thought I knew people pretty well, but I have discovered that many people think about families in crisis as somebody completely different from them. But in reality, we're all the same. We all have the same possibilities of being in a position of homelessness, things that are out of our control. And so what I have learned, many of the people end up where they are at because they either made poor choices and now they're living the consequence of that, and they need somebody in their corner just to cheer them on and encourage them that they can dig their way back out and become what they'd like to be. So we start with really, what is it you want? What is it that you're hoping to achieve to reach the stability that you'd like? And that's customized. It's different for everybody. The other thing I've noticed is that all in all, people are open to learning new things. The families that I've worked with are very open to change. Many of them have gone through so many traumatic things in their past that they become almost immobilized to move forward. And so it doesn't take a trained professional to tell somebody that they are valuable and that they have the ability and capability of changing their life. They just need to be pointed in the right direction and learn some new skills. So there are more people like that than there are people who have just given up. That's the other thing that I have learned, is that you can label people as alcoholics or drug addicts or addicted to sex or spending money, but really that addiction is driven from a hole in their heart that they're trying to fill with something else. And so really, what most people are looking for is the hope to fill that hole. And that's why we point them toward their higher power. Then the other thing I have learned in working through this, there are so many people in our community that want to help, they just don't know how. Sometimes the problems seem so overwhelming that you just don't know where to begin. And so I think that's where a family advocate can facilitate something. They might know somebody that has a skill in their community that would give their time to somebody else, or maybe has some furniture that they need to part with because the person's starting over. Whatever it might be, there is a spirit of generosity in our community that is just, I think, waiting to be tapped into. And that gives me hope. That's what keeps me going. It is this community. You know, I've lived here all my life, and I've seen Lansing go through a lot of changes. But I do really feel that there is a spirit of just wanting to get involved and not knowing a pathway to do that. So I'm encouraging your listeners to get involved with 100 Families in one way or another.
Thank you, Judy, for sharing your heart and your experiences with us today. As we have heard, stability is about so much more than having a home or a job. It's about hope, relationships, and having people who are willing to walk alongside families through life's challenges. At the 100 Families Initiative, we believe that lasting stability happens when communities come together. Every partner, every volunteer, and every act of compassion helps build a stronger foundation for families. Thank you for joining us from crisis to stability. If today's conversation inspired you, we invite you to learn more about the 100 Families Initiative and discover how you can be part of bringing hope and stability to families in our community. Until next time, remember, together we can help families move from crisis to stability.